One of the other issues that is clearly become prevalent in this election year is crime. Of course, we hear about the crime as associated with illegal aliens coming into this country, but crime in general and the change in bail laws, for example, allowing serious criminals to come in and walk right back out with no bail at all. Doesn't make a lot of sense to most of us. Infuriates people in big cities oftentimes because they see the criminal go in, they see the criminal come out, commit more crimes, goes in, comes back out, commits more crimes, goes in, and so on and so forth. It infuriates people. Why wouldn't it? Of course it makes people angry, right? And in fact, even far-left clowns, and so the Young Turks, the Young Turks is a very left-of-center broadcast, right? Anna Kasparian is one of the folks on there, and she's just totally blown away on one of these crimes that was committed in New York City where the suspects were believed to have dismembered bodies. Dismemberment of human bodies. No bail. Out they went. She couldn't believe it. She thought it was a joke. It's not a joke. The policies are a joke. It's not. Here, listen.
Dismembering a corpse and hiding a corpse after dismembering it. Not bail eligible. Not a serious crime. I'm not even kidding, guys. Like, when Joy Behar outlined that case, I was like, she's crazy. This isn't a thing. This isn't real. This isn't real. So I looked it up. It's real, guys. It's real. Listen, if being on the left means supporting this, then I'm not on the left, and I'm okay with that. So let me give you the details of the case.
It doesn't mean that.
Okay, I don't know. Let me give you the details.
On the left. We're all on the left. We don't want people dismembering folks getting released. Only a couple
Some do.
I know. Only a couple of lunatic activists are like, yeah, we're pro dismemberment guys being let go. Okay, whatever. You don't represent the left at all.
Dismembered bodies. It's so unfair to put them in prison. Okay.
That should explain a lot when it comes to why Joe Biden and the Democrats are losing. Because they have whack job policies. Complete whack job. Nobody would, you know, support that. Nobody would allow that except New York City does. That and a whole list of other crimes. In fact, where's the senator? Top Democrat in tight Senate race. Back citizenship and voting rights for millions of illegal aliens. Who supports these things? I mean, these are whack job ideas. Whack job ideas. Meanwhile, speaking of, you know, the far left of center thinking and where it takes you, Cuba today, if you didn't hear, on the verge of collapse. Cuba's on the verge of total collapse. The country is hit by blackouts. They are out of food. They are out of power in Cuba. They're at the United Nations begging for food because they have run that communist country, right where communist countries go. Worst unrest in 30 years now. And it's not our fault. Our people try to blame them. Well, you've embargoed Cuba. It doesn't have anything to do with that. Cuba has been able to import about $7 billion worth of food since 2001, but 5% of the Cuban population has left the country in the last 2 years. Young, educated Cubans escaping hunger, economic mismanagement, political repression, you know, all the cornerstones of socialism and communism that the young people here want to bring you more. Yeah. Anyhow, so Cuba's on the brink of disaster. By the way, speaking of the brink of disaster, how about Haiti? Haiti is on the brink of disaster, too. And the Dominican Republic, how are they responding? Which is the nation that borders them? They're building a wall. Listen to this.
The crisis has fueled fears of another Haitian migrant exodus in the U.S. and here in the Dominican Republic. The DR has built a 12-foot-tall border wall to protect them from gangs and crime. They call it a smart security fence with drones and cameras, night vision and watchtowers. Yesterday, we drove in dune buggies along the border with Haiti with a commander of CESFRONT, the Dominican Republic's Border Patrol. Construction of this new border wall began last year. The president of the Dominican Republic says so far about 100 miles of border wall has been completed. The goal is to eventually have a border wall run along the entire border with Haiti. He says it'll change the Dominican Republic forever.
The physical wall is already doing its job. From a security standpoint, it is helping us a lot.
Oh, really? The physical wall is doing its job and helping us a lot. Really? How remarkable. Walls for borders work. Shocking, isn't it? All right, we'll leave that there for now. Everyone knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite. You and your family need to be prepared, and that's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company, great doctors like Peter McCullough, they're on the program regularly. The Wellness Company, its doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. The medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and the Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, from anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like the plague. Well, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have to be prepared. Rest assured that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics, among everything else, on hand to help keep you and your family safe from whatever comes next. How do you get this? You go to twc.health/Gruber. twc.health/Gruber. Do that. Order today. twc.health/Gruber. Use the promo code Gruber and save 10%. Save 10% right now. Coming up, still in the program today, Craig Rucker will be here. Co-founder of the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, CFACT, offshore wind projects and the endangered right whale. A collision course in the environment. Again, more problems for these enviro Nazis. We'll talk about it coming up on the Steve Gruber Show.